Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1083. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabban Zisa. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rufu Shleima Sarah Fega Basleina Chama. Getting back to our new malacha of Zareya planting. So we are in the beginning stages in the introduction. We establish the fact that what is the malacha of Zareya planting? It's one of the Lamed Tes Malachas, and it took place obviously in the Mishkan. Certain things had to be grown for the herbs, for the lechem apanim, for the bread and wheat and so on. Okay, but be it as it may, in general, we establish the fact that anything that helps any sort of plantation at all in any type of an action would fall under the malacha of Zareya. It's not just putting the seed in the ground, pouring water onto living vegetation or living, let's say, by grass, plants, flowers, these type of things, letting in sunlight, these type of things. Okay, we'll see exactly how these things work down the road, but we ended off last year establishing the fact that the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachos on page 263, that if the seed, a seed is put into a place whereby no, it cannot grow at all, that would not be the malacha of Zareya. Just real quickly, chazering over again what we said last time, planting seeds on the desert sand is not Zareya, as nothing can grow under those conditions. He brings another interesting example, all on page 263. Planting seeds on a well-trodden path is not Zareya, because the constant trampling will definitely prevent any seeds from sprouting. Another interesting thing, he says also, feeding seeds to chickens in a chicken coop is not Zareya, where the chickens will almost surely consume the seeds before they can germinate. So, Balamais, he does bring down, for practical purposes, it's probably not advisable to drop seeds on soil on Shabbos or Yom Tov, as one can misjudge an area. In general, you're not allowed to drop seeds on soil in general, so because it's very hard to tell, especially for us, people living in the city. Nowadays, most people don't have farms. And it's hard for the average person to tell, where it could grow, where it cannot grow. But academically speaking, if you want to say, if the seed is put in a place where it will not grow no matter what, so that is not Zareya. Okay, so next he brings down like this, the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachos on page 264, dropping, let's start to talk a little bit about practical applications in conjunction with Zareya. If you want to call it the raw letter of the law, he says like this, dropping pits and seeds. The malacha of Zareya can occur by merely dropping seeds or pits even on unplowed soil, as long as the seed could possibly come to germination. He says like this, so therefore, when eating fruits or vegetables, again, outdoors, there's an area if I could carry, I'm eating my apple, right? An apple has pits. So a lot of times pits fall on the floor. So when eating fruits or vegetables outdoor, care must be taken not to discard the pits, seeds, or cores by throwing them on the ground. A person could be eating an apple and they have a pit, whatever, or the bottom, the middle of the apple, they'll just throw it down on the floor, which shouldn't be done anyways. But in any case, besides the fact of the derech eretz of it, but lemaisa, when eating the vegetables outside the fruits, one has to be careful not to discard these pits, seeds, cores, or whatever the case is, by throwing them on the ground. In many cases, the discarded pit could eventually, germinate and take root, thereby causing the violation of Zareya planting. He says, further explaining decaying fruits or vegetables such as spoiled tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, peas, and beans must not be dropped on the lawn or on the soil, because they contain seeds which could, again, the same thing, could take root and grow. Okay, now we'll try and get to the Shulchan Aruch and upcoming Shiurim and start to take it from there. It's all, again, could be found, not all, but a good chunk of it is found in our Siman, which we've been working on, in the Malach of Kaitzer, in Siman Shin Lamed Vav. That's Kaitzer and Zareya. Not all of it, but a good chunk of it. Okay, so he says further to Sefer Shabbos Home. First, we try and set up a foundation, getting an understanding as to what it's all about. He says, at what point does the malach of this Zareya take place? When does it take place? If I have a seed and I leave it on the table, the seeds are muksa, the pits are muksa in general, but we'll talk about how that works. We're talking about some of its cases are sort of like hypothetical, but just to get an understanding as to what we're talking about and how it works. Okay, so he says like this, there's taka dispute amongst the is the machlokes, dispute amongst the authorities, when the malach of Zareya is transgressed. In other words, some authorities say, some poskim say like this, that they rule that the as far as the rea goes, planting, as soon as the person places the seed, right, on or in the ground, in a place where it could take root, it could germinate and so on, they were already over zerea. In other words, nothing happened. As soon as I put the seed in the ground, that's it. The person's over zerea. Even if the seed is subsequently removed or blown away by the wind before it actually germinates, the prohibition has transgressed. In other words, that even if I put the seed in, let's say I'll take it out, or the wind's going to blow it away, or nothing ever took place. As soon as the person puts it in, according to many poskim, many authorities, he brings down that is taka the malacha of zereya. But he says others argue and rule that one does not transgress the malacha of zereya unless the seed begins to germinate. In other words, as soon as it starts to get to take root, just like in koitzer, in reference to uprooting, when we spoke about when is the problem of uprooting something, when it's something that already took root. In the ground or water or whatever the case is, but if it's something that never took root, so then we said there was room to work with. Okay, so now the same thing, he just continues on to say, again, this is a basic outline of the malacha. He goes on to say that it's in general, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, in general, we say it's 3 days, it takes at least 3 days to take root after it has been placed in the ground, although longer Shabbos, obviously it's not going to be Shabbos when it takes root. If I put the seed in the ground today, and it's going to happen in 3 days, so it didn't happen today, it didn't happen on Shabbos, so what's the problem? So although, so this is taka malacha, that it, to be over zereya, it doesn't have to take place that second. Although it is no longer Shabbos at the time, the transgression takes effect retroactively. In other words, as soon as it starts to take root, the is already over when they put it into the ground. At the time that they place the seed in the ground on Shabbos, they already, even though it's going to take root in 3 days, they were already over. If, however, the seed is removed or blown away before a taka takes root, then the malacha is not transgressed. So that's the difference. Some want to say as soon as you put it into the ground, no matter what. Others want to say no, that when you put it into the ground, when it takes root. But when it takes root, it's retroactively going back on Shabbos. In other words, according to this view, if somebody stuck the pit or seed in the ground, somebody else comes and takes it, or they come themselves and take it away, they realize they made a mistake, according to this opinion, this view, so then that would be, not that it's okay, but it would be, they wouldn't be over. But Lemaisa brings down the Sefer Shabbos home, ending it off. The bottom line is, since this is Taka, a Torah prohibition, you're dealing with a Sofik Teraisa over here, like we say, it's a Sofik Teraisa, we do go Lechumra, therefore one must assume that placing a seed in or on the ground on Shabbos, in a place where it can Taka take root, would be transgressing the Torah prohibition. In other words, you can't just go and put a seed in the ground and say, well, I'll come before it takes root in 3 days and take it out. You can't do that. Because of the fact that we go l'chumra, we're dealing with a suffix to rice. However, since some authorities rule that the prohibition is not transgressed until the seed begins to take root, that one should remove the seed immediately after Shabbos and thereby prevent the transgression according to these authorities. In other words, let's say somebody, whatever reason, there was a pit thrown down, they didn't realize, or they put it in the ground, they didn't realize for whatever the case is, and somebody said, hey, what do? You just planted. But 3 days I can pull it out. Good. So still there's not room to wiggle, but one should be careful to take it out, to at least be, they shouldn't be over, according to all shitas, the malacha of Zireya. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.